They called it the City of Gold, a city whispered about in hushed tones by merchants who had crossed the burning desert, a city where caravans of camels brought not only salt and gold, but something far more valuable, knowledge. Timbuktu, even the name sounds like legend, but unlike most legends, this one was real. For centuries, when outsiders heard Timbuktu, they thought of a faraway land, a mythical end of the earth. But in truth, Timbuktu was one of the greatest centers of learning the world has ever known. It held secrets that could have reshaped human history, if only they had been preserved.
Welcome to Echoes of the Past, the podcast where we uncover forgotten stories, ancient ruins, and mysteries that still echo through history. I am your name, and today we set out across the desert sands into the heart of Mali in search of a library lost to time, yet still alive in memory, the Library of Timbuktu.
The Desert Path. Close your eyes and imagine the Sahara, endless waves of sand stretching farther than the eye can see. Now, picture a caravan of camels. They walk in single file, their hooves pressing softly into the dunes. The air shimmers with heat. And on the horizon, after weeks of perilous travel, a city rises. That city is Timbuktu. This was not a city of castles or marble palaces. Its beauty was quieter, subtler. Clay brick mosques rose above the skyline. Market stalls buzzed with traders speaking in Arabic, Songhai, Fulani, and countless other tongues. And beneath this hustle, hidden in dusty rooms and wooden chests, were manuscripts, bound volumes that contained the wisdom of generations.
The Golden Age. Timbuktu's Golden Age flourished under the Mali Empire in the 14th and 15th centuries. It wasn't just a trade city, it was a beacon of knowledge. The jewel of Timbuktu was Sankore University, a sprawling center of learning with courtyards, lecture spaces, and archives. Scholars from across Africa and the Middle East came to study here. Imagine a classroom where astronomy was debated under open skies, where students memorized not only the Quran, but also texts on medicine, law, and mathematics. At its peak, it is said that 25,000 students studied in Timbuktu in a city of just 100,000. Think about that ratio. A quarter of the population were scholars or students. The manuscripts they produced were extraordinary. Subjects included the movement of the stars, anatomy, botany, and even women's rights in society. Some texts were deeply scientific, while others explored the mystical. Maps of the heavens, spells for protection, instructions for rituals. In Europe at the time, knowledge was still tightly guarded in monasteries, and scientific inquiry was often punished. Yet in Timbuktu, scholars debated freely, recording their wisdom in books that would one day become priceless treasures.
The manuscripts. Picture a manuscript, bound in goatskin leather. Pages of parchment covered with flowing Arabic script. Some pages bear intricate geometric designs, others illuminated with gold ink. The manuscripts of Timbuktu covered every imaginable subject: law and governance, trade records, agricultural methods, medical treatments, astronomy charts, poetry and love songs. And yet, many of these were not written by foreign hands. They were authored by African scholars, teachers, and poets, men and women whose names are too often left out of the story of world history. One manuscript might contain remedies for fevers made from local herbs. Another might contain star maps showing the movement of Jupiter across the sky. Another recorded contracts of marriage, the dowries exchanged, and the rights of women written into law. Altogether, historians estimate that there were hundreds of thousands of these manuscripts, perhaps 700,000. A collection so vast that it rivaled the greatest libraries of the time, including those in Baghdad and Cairo.
Timbuktu was not just a city of wealth. It was a city of ideas, and ideas are worth more than gold.
But history, as always, has its storms. In 1591, Moroccan soldiers, armed with muskets and cannons, swept across the desert. They captured Timbuktu, looted its treasures, and dragged its scholars away in chains. The city never fully recovered. Trade routes shifted. The empire weakened, and slowly, the sands crept closer. But the manuscripts did not vanish. Families buried them in wooden trunks. Scholars hid them in clay jars. For centuries, the people of Timbuktu became quiet guardians of their ancestors' wisdom, protecting it in secret while the world forgot.
In recent decades, Timbuktu's manuscripts faced a new threat. Extremist groups swept across Mali, burning shrines and threatening libraries. Once again, knowledge was in danger of being erased. But heroes rose. Ordinary families, librarians, scholars. One of the most famous was Abdelkader Haidara, a man nicknamed the Badass Librarian of Timbuktu. When militants threatened the libraries, he orchestrated a daring rescue. Manuscripts were hidden in metal trunks carried by donkey carts, slipped onto boats along the Niger River. Over 350,000 manuscripts were smuggled to safety. Some were hidden in cupboards, others were sealed into false walls. People risked their lives to protect books that many in the outside world didn't even know existed. Their bravery kept the memory of Timbuktu alive.
So, what does the story of Timbuktu teach us? First, that Africa's history has been far richer, more intellectual, and more global than the world has often been told. Timbuktu was not a backwater. It was a powerhouse of knowledge. Second, it shows us the fragility of human wisdom. A fire, an invasion, a single act of ignorance can erase centuries of learning. Even today, as we rely on digital storage, we must remember knowledge can be lost in the blink of an eye. Finally, Timbuktu reminds us that wisdom is universal. Knowledge does not belong to one nation, one people, or one race. It belongs to all humanity. And when we lose it, we lose a piece of ourselves.
Timbuktu, a name that became legend, a city that rose from the desert, flourished as a beacon of learning, suffered under invasion, and yet refused to let its light go out. It teaches us that even when empires fall, even when the sands bury cities, ideas endure. Because people, ordinary, brave people, choose to protect them. Thank you for joining me on this journey into Echoes of the Past. If this story spoke to you, follow this podcast, leave a review, and share it with someone who loves history as much as you do. In our next episode, we'll travel to the ruins of Great Zimbabwe, an ancient city of stone whose mysteries still puzzle historians. Until then, remember, the past is never truly gone. It still whispers to us, if we are willing to listen.